This is 7AD. Now, Royal Life Saving Tasmania have released some stats regarding, it's not a great subject to talk about, no one likes talking about it, but we have to, just to remind people about the risk of children drowning. 549 kids under five have drowned in the past 20 years. And to tell us more, Karina Siggins, who's the Project and Programs Manager at Royal Life Saving Tasmania. Hello, Karina.
Hi, Darren. How are you?
I'm okay. As I mentioned in the introduction there, no one likes talking about it, but we need to just remind people, particularly as we come into summer, water, a very dangerous part of our lives, particularly for young children.
Yes, indeed, Darren. It's very, very sad that something that's so beautiful and it's so good for us to be in and around the water, and yet these stats of 549 children nationally in 20 years, that's staggering stats, and we just need a big reminder to all the parents and carers out there that drowning, unfortunately, can be in something as simple as a bucket or a dog bowl. We do tend to focus on swimming pools. In Tasmania, 43% of the drownings were in swimming pools. And it only takes turning a sausage on a barbecue and looking at that sausage and a child can slip into a pool.
You mentioned into a bucket or as small as that, because all they have to do is get their nose covered in water. That can be it, because sometimes little children, well, they just can't get up, can't keep their balance.
That's exactly right. And with these small children, like, we know that the head is the heaviest part of the body. So for them to be able to get themselves out of a situation that's frightening, with their head stuck in the bucket or with their head stuck in the toilet or a washing machine, chances of being able to actually get out and be okay are very limited.
And, of course, Tasmania is very rural, particularly our part of the state. So, dams and rivers and creeks are always a danger.
Yes, and look, just an example of supervision. I'm in the south of the state. I was driving home during that heavy rain, drove through Richmond, and there would have been around 10 children with their parents playing in the flooded river. So these parents, they need to understand the dangers associated with rivers, inland waterways, dams, lakes, any form of water is danger, particularly during floods.
I see a stat that you've sent me. 40% of those drownings were children under one, so, just being able to walk, really.
Yeah, and at that age, they're adventurous, they're inquisitive, and water is smooth and glassy as a mirror, therefore they can see their own reflection, so they may be likely to lean over the edge of the pool to have a better look at that reflection in the water. Or, on the other hand, water can be turbulent, and meaning that if a child does slip into the water, it may be difficult to find them if it's a river or a creek. It's common sense. It's something that we should all be thinking about. We just need to be very vigilant about this.
And just a reminder too, if you do have a pool, then just do a check on your gate and make sure that's working properly. And I noticed that your four points that you want to press home, supervise and restrict, we've covered those, but also teach and respond. Teach your children basic water safety skills and learn how to respond in case of an emergency.
Yes, indeed, Darren. So you can start teaching children water safety skills, well, from birth, when you're bathing them and they're learning how to cope with water. And as they grow bigger, they can be taught how to blow bubbles and how to float. Attending swimming lessons from 6 months of age is always recommended. It's really about making sure that the child feels comfortable with water, but also that they know what their limitations are. So the more exposure they get to the water, the more likely it is that they actually realise that water is not always safe, that you really need to have an adult with you. As far as the responding in the case of an emergency, we do recommend that all parents and carers, grandparents, learn CPR. They don't necessarily have to do the accredited course, but Royal Life does offer community courses where it's an education program for parents and carers, for basically anyone who would like to be able to do the course so that they know what to, how to respond in an emergency.
Lessons are available from 6 months, and it's amazing how quickly they learn.
It is.
Yeah, just turn around and go to the side. That's all they need to do.
That is a fantastic thing where a baby can learn to actually turn themselves around, get back to the side of the pool and hold on until someone comes to their rescue.
Yeah. So parents, grandparents, get your kids into swimming lessons if you haven't done so already. We have some great swim schools on the northwest coast. For more information about the Royal Life Saving's Keep Watch campaign, go to the website royallifesaving.com.au/keepwatch. And enjoy your summer.